Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Ches. We left off on daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are going to discuss first the inyanim of Betzias HaPas, and also the idea of how many meals a person is supposed to have on Shabbos. We have a machlokas, whether it's three or four. We're going to have four different rayas as to how many meals a person is supposed to have on Shabbos. The Gemara is then going to quote a Mishnah Maseches Peah that seems to be taking a stand on how many meals a person is supposed to have on Shabbos, and we're going to show how each opinion will interpret that Mishnah and Peah. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the importance of Su'uda Shlishis and the importance of Oneg Shabbos. So the first half of the daf is all about Shalashudis, and then we're going to discuss the value of Shmira Shabbos, and then in the middle of Amud Beis, Rabbi Yossi is going to tell us nine different comments of Yehei Chelki, that I should be Zocha to have a portion among so-and-so. And we're going to have other statements of Rabbi Yossi, and also different practices that Rabbi Yossi had. So that's the second half of Amud Beis. So today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Zchusur for Shlema for Mayor Yosef Ben Yita by his children and grandchildren. It's also sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Rachel Leah Bas Chaim Asher Kohen Aleha Shalom, and in honor of my family for supporting me in the Daf Yomi endeavor. And by Stephen, Daf Yomi is also sponsored by Stephen Aaron, Lezecher Nishmas, Kayla Chinka Bas Naftali Moshe Halevi Aleha Shalom, Nisham Shav Naliyah, and also Lili Nishmas Susie Wengrowski Aleha Shalom, Sarah Bas Fega on her 60th yard side by her sister Chaya Goldberg. Shalom Shalom Aliyah, we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding on daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom of the page on Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara that we're up to is Amar Rabbi Abba, B'Shabbos Chayiv Adam Livtsoa. So the three lines before the lines get wide, last three words on line are Amar Rabbi Abba. So Amar Rabbi Abba, B'Shabbos Chayiv Adam Livtsoa Shteki Karos. On Shabbos, a person is supposed to have Lecha Mishnah, you should have two loaves of bread, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Haman, Lecha Mishnah. So we see that they had a double portion, and as a Zecha to the double portion of Man that they had that came on Friday, we have two loaves of bread at each meal. Amar Rav Ashi Chazina Rav Kana Dinakatati Ubatzachada. That Rav Kana's practice is he would hold two, both loaves of bread, but then he would only cut into one of them. Amar, he says, because after all, Laktuksiv, it doesn't say to be Botzea Shteki Karos, it says to take Shteki Karos, to pick Shteki Karos. So the Lakitas Haman was on Shteki Karos, but they would never eat two Kikaros at the same time. So therefore, I'm locate Shteki Karos. Rabbi Zera but Rabbi Zeru would be Batsa Kula Shiruse. What does that mean? So Rashi understands that it means that when he would cut a slice of bread, he wouldn't just cut a small slice for what he wants to eat right now. He would cut enough challah to last him for the entire meal, a portion that would last him for the entire meal. And the chiddush is that even though the Gemara says, to cut such a big piece, it looks like you're being a gluttonous person. So since I don't do this throughout the rest of the weekend, now is the time that I'm doing it, so it's not going to be Mexi Kraftanusa. That the different things that we do differently on Shabbos in general are not a reflection of how we behave during the week. Adrabba, the fact that we only do them on Shabbos is an indication that we're doing this dafka for the sake of Shabbos. We had the same thing about Big Day Shabbos when we spoke about a person who doesn't have clothing to change into, that he's Mishalshal Begadav, he should wear longer clothing on Shabbos like the Ashirim do. Ah, but it's Mexi Kiyuara, doesn't it look like you're acting in an arrogant way? No, the same answer. Since you only do it on Shabbos, it's clear that you're doing it for Shabbos. You're not doing it because you're trying to walk around like a rich person who's in the higher echelon of society. So if you're also, you're not acting with gluttony, you're acting in honor of Shabbos. But that's all Rashi's interpretation. That Batza Kula Shirusa means that the slice that he would cut is a larger slice that would last him for the entire meal. The Rashba, however, says, well, wait a second, what does it have to do with the sugya that over here? The previous line said that the practice of Rav Kahana was that he would lift both loaves and then only cut one of the loaves. So therefore, says the Rashba, the practice of Rabbi Zeira must be in contrast to that. Batza Kula Shirusa means he would cut both loaves, that he would take both challahs and cut both challahs at each meal. And in fact, that's how they explain the Shita of the Zohar, that the Zohar writes that there should be Yud Beis, there should be 12 loaves loaves at every meal. So the Achronim have a hard time with that. How do you understand the Zohar in light of the halacha? It seems to be against the halacha. They need 12 meals. So there are many Rebbes that will have 12 loaves at every meal of Shabbos. But the Gra explains in the Bir Gra in Shulchan Aruch that no, what it must mean is based on Rabbi Zera being Batza Kula Sherusei Lashita Sarashba, that if you cut every loaf in at all three Shabbos meals, and each of the three Shabbos meals you have six loaves of bread, so now you have six times two, because you cut each loaf. So that's the 12 loaves of bread for Shabbos. That's what it must be talking about, the 12 challahs that a person has for Shabbos. Not that it's literally 12 challahs. Rabbi Yami Rabbi Asi Kimitlu Rifta De Ruva, when Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi would encounter the loaf of bread that they would use for the Eruv, the challah that they would use for the Eruv, so Sharui Lavei, they would start their Suda and say, Amotzi on that, Amri, because they would say, Ho, v'sav b'chad mitzvah, l'sav b'mitzvah achrina. Once we've already done one mitzvah with this, we might as well do another mitzvah with this. That is a totally appropriate thing to do, to take something that was already utilized in the context of one mitzvah and do an additional mitzvah. Rashi writes over here that sometimes the Eruv was munach b'beisam. Sometimes it was left in their house, sometimes in other homes in the chatzar. When it was in their house, they were both sayalov. So Asemus explains, Rashi is explaining the lashon of the Gemara, kimiklaluhu. What does it mean, kimiklaluhu? Apparently, that was the system. Instead of leaving the Eruv chatzeros in the shul or in the rabbi's house or wherever people tend to leave the Eruv chatzeros, they used to do it on a rotation. So whenever it came their turn to get the Eruv chatzeros, they would go out of their way to be to use it not only for Eruv chatzeros, but to use it for Suda Shabbos, to use it for Lecha Mishnah as well. That idea that once you hold the Savba Mitzvah Chada, the Savba Mitzvah Krita, you'll do another mitzvah. So that idea it comes up in a lot of different contexts. The Torah writes in some Reish Sadivav that the minig is to be mevarich on atzei hadas when it comes to besamim, and the smach is from the pasuk called Shomer Shabbos Michalulo, and it's right next to that pasuk is tach sirpadiala hadas, and he says yesh nosim tam ledavar, that since you already did one mitzvah with hadasim by taking hadasim together with the lulav, so you do another mitzvah with the hadasim. So that's the basis of that practice. In the Minhage Bal HaChasam Sofer, he writes in the name of Likutei Chaver Ben Chaim that they were knowing to place the Koshel Eliyahu, leave it covered on the table all night, not to have it exposed, because then you have a problem of Gilu, but leave it covered all night on the table to protect it, and then B'Shachris, to use it for Kiddush Hayom, to use it for Kiddush on that day. Amar Rabbi Rav Shechter is knowing that way, that Tadafka use the Koshel Eliyahu again for Kiddush on Shabbos day, because once you do, no one's drinking it, Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't drink it up on the night of the Seder, so once you used it for ready for Koshel Eliyahu, so you use it again, you do another mitzvah with it as well. In Derech Emunah, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes that there are those that are knowing to make tzitzis out of the wool that they have for Reish Sagez, that since you did the mitzvah of Reish Sagez, you do another mitzvah with it. And the Makar is in the Sefer Gez Soncha, he says that the Adaris was knowing that way, and other tzaddikim throughout the generations were knowing that way. The Ritva writes over here that if you have a loaf from Lecha Mishnah that you don't cut, if you're not knowing, like the Rashba's interpretation of Rabbi Zeira, that you cut every loaf of bread, but you only cut one of the challah, so use that second challah for the next meal of Shabbos, with the same svara over here, that once you did one mitzvah. There are many that have the minug to use the lulav for the fire in which they burn their chametz. The Chak Yaakov writes that in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch, that that's also appropriate. The Rama writes that we use the hoshanos for the fire to in the ovens for baking matzos. The Magen Avraham writes that if you have a broken tzitzis string that tore off, use that tzitzis string as a place mark in a sefer. So you have all of these applications of this basic principle that once you do one mitzvah, so savba mitzvah achrina, you'll go do another mitzvah with that item. So we then said in the Mishnah that if the fire breaks out on Lele Shabbos, so you save three Su'udos. So now we're going to discuss a little bit about three Su'udos and Shabbos. How many Su'udos does a person need in Shabbos? Shalosh, Rabbi Chivka Amar Arba. Three, Rabbi Chivka says it's four. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They both darshin the same Pasuk. Pasuk of Yom Moshe Echlu Hayom, Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem, Hayom Losim Su'u Basada, in the context of the month. So Rabbi Chivka Savar Hani Tlas Hayom, Hayom, the three times that it says Hayom in the Pasuk are all extra, and they're all going on Echluhu. So it's telling us, Levar Meurta, that there are three meals you're supposed to eat, and that's just Hayom. That's not counting the nighttime meal, but obviously you're going to eat a nighttime meal as well. Rabbanan Savribadi Durta, and the Rabbanan hold that no, that includes the nighttime meal. It's including the nighttime meal. Miyuchas Loran points out that the three meals that a person has to eat, according to the Chamim, is one at night and two during the day, meaning one Shachris and one Mincha, because each meal is slotted in a particular time slot on Shabbos. And if you didn't eat, however, the Rama writes Shulchan Aruch, if you didn't eat a meal on Friday night, so then you should eat three meals on Shabbos day. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, if you make two meals during Shachris, but you're Mafsik Beneim with Birchas Hamazon, whether that counts as Shtei Su'udos. It's certainly not ideal, though, because ideally you should have one slotted in Shachris and one slotted in the afternoon. There seem to be two inyanim over here. There's the din that you need to have three Su'udos, Dafka the number three, because the term Hayom is used three times, plus there's a matter of Onek Shabbos, so you should do something that is enjoyable and makes sense on a schedule. So Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, good, that makes sense in terms of Onek Shabbos. You missed a meal Friday night, so it may be too much to eat, and it may not be all that pleasant and what you would be interested in doing in having three meals on Shabbos day, but you have that other chiyuv of making sure that Yedavka hit the number three, that Yedavka get three meals. So those are the two inyanim that relate. That's why Onek Shabbos really just to enjoy like you would a weekday, so really only two meals need to be eaten on a weekday in order to enjoy. That was the standard. That third meal is Dafka because of the Hayom, and that's why the third meal doesn't need the same requirements as the first two. It's only by the third meal that the Shulchan Aruch has multiple deos about what you need in order to fulfill it. Does you have to wash? Is Mizonos good enough? Mine Targima? So all of these opinions in Rishonim are according to Shulchan Aruch, but not with regard to the first two meals, because the first two meals at the very least you have to do like you do on a weekday. So Tanan, the Mishnah, so now the Gemara is going to try to bring Rayas. Who's correct? Is it three meals like the Tanakama or four meals like Rabbi Chidka? So Tanan, our Mishnah says, that if the fire breaks out on Friday night, you save three meals worth. My love, the loachal, doesn't it mean that you haven't yet eaten your Friday night meal and you only need a total of three meals against Rabbi Chidka? Lo, the achal. No, it means Friday night after the meal the fire breaks out. So you already have one meal and therefore you need to save three more, like Rabbi Chidka. Second right, Shachris, Masil Mazon Shtei Sudos. Fire breaks out in the morning, you save two meals worth. My love, the loachal, doesn't it mean that you haven't yet eaten your second meal of Shabbos and you're still saving two more meals? And you're still saving only two more meals, not three more meals. So lo, the achal. No, it's something that you already ate your second meal of Shabbos. Raya number three, b'mincha matzilim bazen suda achas. In the afternoon, you save one meal if a fire breaks out. My love, the lo achal, doesn't mean that you didn't eat shalosh shabbos yet, and you're saving only one meal because apparently you don't need a fourth meal. Lo, the achal. No, it's also not a raya. It's something that you already ate shalosh shabbos, and now you need suda revias. You need to save a meal. You need from the fire for the fourth meal. So all of those rayas didn't work. Now says Marva Midukhtani Seifa, but raya number four, the Seifa of our Mishnah goes on to say, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Liyola Matzil Mazon Shalosh Sudos, that no matter what time of Shabbos it is, three meals is what you need for Shabbos. So that's the magic number always, regardless of what your personal situation is right now and where you're holding in your eating schedule, three meals is what we associate with Shabbos. So you always save three meals. Maklad Tanakama Shalosh Shirle. Ah, so it must be that it's really three and not four, like Rabbi Chidka. So that raya is a strong raya. So it must be that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Chidka. If a person has two meals worth, he should not take from the tamchoy. Tamchoy is the tzedakah funds that they would give to people to provide them with meals. So and if a person has 14 meals, then he's not allowed to take from the kupa, which was the money that they had to be mefarnes aniyim, who was beneath their dignity to go to the soup kitchen, to go to the tamchoy and take meals. So they would give them only once a week, every Erev Shabbos, enough mazon for yudalit su'udos, as opposed to the people who are not b'nei Tovim. They were not B'nai Ashirim. They didn't come from a more dignified background who have no problem going to the soup kitchen each and every day. So they would go to the Tamchoi all the time. So a person who doesn't have 14 sudos cannot take from the Kupa. So a person who has 14 sudos, rather, cannot take from the Kupa because he has enough to last him for the rest of the week. So says more money. 14 sudos, if you need two meals a day and either three or four on Shabbos, so then 14 is not enough. Because according to Rabban, you need 15. According to Rabbi Chitka, you need 16. Says one of the other Rabbanan. We just tell him that the meal that you were planning on eating on Motzai Shabbos, eat it on Shabbos instead. Meaning two meals a day normally is one at night and one in the day. So the nighttime meal that he was going to have for Sunday, meaning for Motzai Shabbos, just have it a little earlier. Have it on Shabbos. And therefore, it's still a total of 14 meals because he won't have them. Shabbos, and instead he'll just have one meal on Sunday, so you'll still arrive at the number 14. So it says more Leim Rabbani v'lo Rabbi Chitka. Then it will turn out that it's going dafka like the Rabbani, not Rabbi Chitka, because shouldn't Rabbi Chitka say you need 15 meals at least? Because even if you're going to take your Malav Malka and have it on Shabbos instead, but that only accounts for one of the meals. What about the other extra one? So I feel the Tamer Rabbi Chitka. Not only do we take the Motzai Shabbos meal and move it earlier, we take the Friday day meal and move it later. And therefore, all he needs is 14 meals. So says, wait, that means he fasts all day Friday? He mamish has nothing to eat from the time he wakes up in the morning on Friday all day because he's got to save that until Shabbos? No, must be that when we say 14 meals is the magic number to collect from the tzedakah, it must be we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, that asay Shabbat chachol val tzarech. Really, on Shabbos, you need more meals. But if a person, the only way a person is going to be able to acquire such meals is by begging for it, so and by taking money from other people, so better to turn Shabbos into a weekday, as far as meals are concerned, to treat Shabbos like a weekday, rather than going around asking for tzedakah. Tosfos Maseches Beitza points out that this is talking about someone who cannot responsibly borrow money and then pay back. He's going to have to take from tzedakah. But if he has the ability to borrow money and responsibly pay back, he has a steady job, he just doesn't have the liquidity right now or whatever, but he has the ability to borrow money and pay back, then he has to do that, because that's a Gemara in Beitza Tesvavam Beis. Lavu alai vani pareya. You can borrow against me and I'll pay you back. Meaning, if you can responsibly borrow the money, then that's the better way to go about it. But to take money from tzedakah, that it's better to make Shabbos into Chol rather than take money from tzedakah. So now that we said that the Mishnah and Peah could be interpreted both according to the Chamim and according to Rabbi Chitka, so the Gemara is going to bring the first part of that Mishnah, and it's going to discuss whether that part of the Mishnah can also be interpreted both according to the Chamim and according to Rabbi Chitka. That which the Mishnah says, in Pachsan La'ani, however, Makom L'Makom, that whenever an ani is traveling from place to place, you cannot give him anything less than a loaf of bread that could be bought with a pundion when 4 sa'a of wheat can be purchased with a sela. So then with a pundion you could buy a kikar that is a rova kav chitim, which is a shear of shtei su'udos, in order that it'll have 2 sudos, one for the yom and one for the laila. So lan, and if he's sleeping over that night, nosan lo parnasas lina, you have to give him what he needs to sleep as well. V'im shavas, and if he stays for Shabbos, noslan mazon shalosh sudos. Then you give him 3 meals for Shabbos, meaning on Erev Shabbos you add an extra meal. So leimer Rabbani v'la Rabbi Chitka, isn't that part of the Mishnah clearly like the Rabbani, not like Rabbi Chitka, because it says for Shabbos he gets 3 meals and not 4 meals. So the other Rabbi Chitka, gondika sud ba'day, damri lei hadika ba'adach, achlei. No, must be, we could even be going like Rabbi Chitka, and the guy is not going empty-handed, he's walking around, he's got 1 suda with him. So we tell him, take the suda you have with you, that will be one of your Shabbos meals, and we'll provide 3 more, and that's how he's going to get to 4. V'chiyazl b'reikanazil, wait, and then we're going to let him leave without anything, because he's going to eat 4 meals over the course of Shabbos, including the one that he had in his backpack that now he's not going to have anymore, and we're going to let him go empty-handed? So says Mar, no, that after Shabbos we give him another meal and to go with, to travel with, that you shouldn't go empty-handed. My parnasos lina, what does it mean when we say that we give him parnasas lina, what he needs to sleep? So Amar Papa Purya Ubesadya. Parnasas lina means a bed and linens or pillows to support his head. That's parnasas lina. Tanu Rabbanan Karoshachol ben Arvis Madich and Lechol ben Shachris. The plates that a person used to eat the Friday night meal, you're allowed to rinse off, clean off those plates in order to use them for the Shabbos day meal, because it's Tzarek Shabbos that you're rinsing off the plates. Shachris, Madich and Lechol ben Mitzarayim. If you use those plates to eat the Shabbos day meal, you can rinse them off and use them for the Shalashuddis. Mitzarayim, Madich and Lechol ben Mincha. And Mitzarayim, you can rinse them off and use them again for Zman Mincha. But, Mina Mincha ve'elach, Shuvayna Madiach. But once Mina Mincha ve'elach, once it's already past Mincha time, then since you don't need to eat any more Su'udos, there's no, you shouldn't rinse off the plates, because that's going to be the Tzorachol, and you're not allowed to be Mechin from Shabbos to Chol. That's how Rashi understands. The Rambam in the 23rd paragraph of Shabbos writes that there is a different reason, that it's because it's nearer Kimisakin. So the Ravid says, what are you talking about? He says, no, it's because of you're being Tarech, the Tzorach HaChol. It's Hachana from Shabbos to Chol. The Magen Mishnah and the Chuvas Radva say that the Rambam also means like the Ravid, that the Yisr is that it's Tarech, the Tzorach HaChol. He just uses a Misakin as an expression, but really it means that it's a violation of Hachana. So to clean off the dishes that you're no longer going to need for Shabbos, just to have them clean for after Shabbos, that's a violation of Hachana. Aval, kosos, v'kitonios, v'tzlochios, any kelim that you use to drink out of, madiach v'halichol yam kula, you can always wash those out, l'fi shein keva l'shtia, because people are always taking another drink. There's no keva for shtia, so there's no set number of meals, and therefore, you know, if you have a lot of kids around the house, and you have, there's no amount of plastic cups that are enough plastic cups to get from Costco, you know, because there's always just another drink, so when it comes to drinking utensils, there is no set amount that you're going to have. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Kol Mekayim Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos, Nitzel Mishalosh Peronios. If a person fulfills the three Sudos of Shabbos, he's saved from three Peronios. Mechevel Shal Mashiach, O Medina Shal Gehenim, O Mimulchemes Gog U'Magog. He's going to be saved from the Yisurim that come during the generation of Mashiach, from the Onesh that awaits the Rishayim in Gehenim, and from the Melchama of Gog U'Magog. How do we see that? Mechevel Shal Mashiach, because Ksiv Hacha, it says as far as Shabbos Yom, because when it says Achlu Ayom, Uksiv Hasamin by the Nevu of Malachi about Pias HaMashiach, it says Hinei Enoch Yisholeich Lachemes Aliyah Navi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol V'Anora. So you see that before Mashiach Ben David comes, that there's with this emphasis on Yom. So that tells us that Su'ud HaShabbos is what saves us from the period preceding the coming of Mashiach. Medina Shel Gehenim, what is it? How do we see that it's going to save us? Medina Shel Gehenim, Ksiv Hacha Yom, it says Yom by Shabbos, Ksiv Hasam, and it says by Gehenim in the Navi Tzifanya, Yom Evra Hayom Ahu. So apparently, through eating the Suda Shabbos, we're saved from the Yom Evra. And Mimulchemes Gog U'Magog, how do I know that it saves from Mimulchemes Gog U'Magog? Ksiv Hacha Yom, Ksiv Hasam, and it says by Mimulchemes Gog U'Magog in the Navi Yecheskel, Perek Lamelches, Be Yom Bo Gog. So again, the word Yom, so you see that through the Sudos, we're saved from Gog U'Magog. Amar Rabbi Yochum, before we move on to that, so you see that Shalosh Sudos, having three meals on Shabbos, is apparently a very chashva thing. It's apparently a very important thing. Are women chayiv in Shalosh Sudos? So there's no indication in the Gemara that they're pater. It says Kala Mekayim Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos. Everyone is Mekayim three Sudos on Shabbos is chayiv in Shalosh Sudos. In fact, Shulchan Aruch Paskins Mefurash that Nashim are chayavos B'Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos. Women are chayiv in three meals on Shabbos. There's no doubt it is a Sudos Mitzvah and a requirement for a woman to eat three meals on Shabbos. So much so we even say Lekula. There is a minhag quoted in Yeridaya that on the Biyom Lecht on the Tvila, that on the day that a woman is going to use the mikvah, she's not supposed to eat meat that entire day, because habasar ben hashinayim, the basar gets stuck between the teeth, and that can be a chatzitza. But for a sudas mitzvah, since it's only a minhag not to eat meat, she's allowed to have a fleshik of sudas mitzvah. So what if her tevila is motzai Shabbos? Is she allowed to eat meat for a Shabbos meal? Of course, Shabbos meal, sudas mitzvah. What if she wants to eat meat at shalosh shudas? Is she allowed to eat meat at shalosh shudas? Yes, because she's chayiv in shalosh shudas as well. And anytime it's sudas mitzvah, it will override that minhag. There is a discussion in Rishonim why women are chayiv in shalosh shudas. Meaning there's no discussion whether women are chayiv in shalosh shudas. There's a discussion why women are chayiv in shalosh shudas. On the because after all, it seems to be mitzvah shazman grama. It's a positive commandment and it's clearly only on Shabbos. So why would they be chayiv? So that's machlokas between the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. The Ran quotes the Rabbeinu Tam over here on this this sugya that that either it's because kol sheyesho b'shamar the Rabbeinu Tam first says b'gzaf hein hayu b'osa neis, that since the sholosh sudos relate to the neis haman, so women also benefited from the man. So we say af hein hayu b'osa neis, and the Ran says hein otzarach, you don't need the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. There's a more fundamental reason. Kol sheyesho b'shamar yesho b'zachar. Anyone who's chayiv in the los haseis of Shabbos is also chayiv in the mitzvah haseis of Shabbos. So of course women are chayiv in sholosh sudos because it's one of the mitzvahs. Zechira Shabbos doesn't just mean Kiddush and Avdalah, it means everything. Now you understand that the Ran may not be so pleased with Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation of Afi Noi Bosa Neis, because maybe Afi Noi Bosa Neis only applies to Persumi Nisa, maybe it only applies to Mitzvot Rabbanan. We don't find it used for Mitzvot that are not Persumi Nisa or that are Mitzvot Raisa. You might understand Rabbeinu Tam may not be so happy with Kol Sheyesho B'Shamar Yesho B'Zachar, because after all, Zechira Shabbos traditionally is understood to mean Kiddush, and the Ran says Avdalah as well. But Mehechi Tesi, that Zechira Shabbos means the Su'udos of Shabbos as well. So that's why each one doesn't like the other. There's even a possibility, Maram Rundberg and others suggest, and Maram Shik elaborates, that women are only pater from Mitzvah Shazman Grama when those mitzvahs are mitzvahs Tal Raisa. Mitzvah Tal Raisa Shazman Grama, but Mitzvah Drabbanan Shazman Grama, a Mitzvah Drabbanan Shazman Grama, women are not going to be Chayavin. Women will be Chayavin, rather. They're not going to be pater from. Why? So Maram Shik explains, because every mitzvah sase d'rabbanan, what's the mechayev of a d'rabbanan? The Gemara asks in Mesach Sukkah Mem Hei and Shabbos Chav Gimel, Heichon Tzivanu, where were we commanded? If it's how can we say v'tzivanu on mitzvah d'rabbanan? Where's the command? Lo sasur, because the pasuk says lo sasur. So every mitzvah d'rabbanan is really a lo sase midaraisa. So women are going to be chayev because women are chayev in all lo sases. There is a fascinating tshuva of Shlomo Kluger in Elif L'Chashlomo where he says that women have a practice of not eating Shalosh Sudos because they, even though all the Rishonim agree that they're Chayiv, but the Rabbeinu Tam thinks that the Ran's reason is wrong. The Ran thinks Rabbeinu Tam's reason is wrong, so they take upon themselves that both reasons are wrong. And they say that therefore there's no Chayiv anymore. So that's, he's trying to be Matzdik the Minog. Rav Avadya Yosef says it's Tamua Ma'od to say that that's going to be Matzdik the Minog, to say that they'll take on all the Rishonim. All the Rishonim agree what the Halacha is, and they only argue as to why, and they'll say, well, we agree that everybody's wrong. So that's a very, very unusual way that's a very unusual way to approach a halacha, but this is apparently a practice that's been going on for a long time. The Aruch HaShulchan, when he talks about Shalosh Sudos, makes an extra emphasis that we need to educate that women are also chayv in Shalosh Sudos, that women are not exempt from this mitzvah. Am Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Yossi Kolomanigas Shabbos Osal Nachal B'li Mitzarim. If someone treats Shabbos with the proper oneg, he's going to get borders without any, he's going to get a nachla without any borders, meaning he's going to have such an expansive nachla. Shenemar, because the pasuk says when it says v'kros l'shabbos oneg oz tisanig al Hashem v'kavticha al bamas yaretz v'chalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha. So if someone is ma'anig Shabbos, he's going to get the nachla of Yaakov. V'lo kavram shakasubo, and not like what was promised to Avram, where it says kumas alich ba'aretz la'orcha ularachba kilcha. And then the pasuk continues, which sounds like just this land and nothing else. V'lo ki Yitzchak, and not like what was promised to Yitzchak shakasubo. Meaning these lands, but only these and nothing else. That there are no borders, it just keeps on going in all directions. That someone who properly enjoys Shabbos is going to be saved from the Shibur Malchios and Galus. Because it says over here in the Navi Yeshayahu when it comes to Shabbos, it says, and it says by the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives Klal Yisrael before he dies, so he said Vata al bamosemu tidroch. So just like the lashon of bamosemu is said by the enemies of the Jewish people that we're going to be meshubad tachtav, so too the lashon of bamos that it says over here bamasei tells us that someone who's ma'anigas haShabbos is going to be meshubad tachtav the enemies of the Jewish people, and he's going to be saved from that from their shibud. Amar Rabbi Dom Rav kalamanigas Shabbos no slo mishalos libo. Anyone who's Manikas Shabbos is going to get whatever his heart desires. Marshal very cleverly points out, Mishalos Libo, not Mishalos Piv, because it's like a double-edged sword over here. On Shabbos, you're supposed to spend more money than you normally would, right? You're supposed to trust that you could spend whatever money you want on Shabbos, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will pay you back. But on the other hand, once you've spent all that money, it's asur to be mevakesh. You're not allowed to do bakashos on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make specific requests on Shabbos. So how are you supposed to get your money back if you're not allowed to ask Hashem for it? So Mishalos Libo, that's That's a special deal on Shabbos. It just has to be Mishalos Libo. You never have to actually do the Bakashos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear what's going on in your heart, and that will be a kiyum of Tefillah. Shenemar v'saning al Hashem v'itin l'chom Mishalos Libecha. When it says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that through Oneg, Hashem will give you Mishalos Libecha. So Oneg Zayin Yodea Mahu. What kind of Oneg is that talking about? Shuomer v'kros l'Shabbos Oneg. So the Pasuk in Shayol fills us in that Shabbos is referred to as Oneg. Havi Omer, Ze Oneg Shabbos. So we know that the Pasuk in Tehillim, when it talks about Oneg, must be talking about Oneg Shabbos. B'me ma'ango, how should you be ma'aneg the Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rav Shmuel bar Shilas Mishmei d'Rav Amar b'tavshil shel t'radin, with some sort of cooked dish that has beets, v'dagim gedolim, and large fish, v'rashe shumin, and the garlic heads, which are apparently very high level foods. These are very fancy foods, and that's what you should be ma'anik Shabbos with. That's what Rashi writes, that bizmanam Rosh Hashumim were a davar chashuv. So since it was a davar chashuv, it's not, there's no magic to these foods. It's that these foods were the most chashuv of foods, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Reish Mem Beis that wherever you are, whatever foods are considered the most chashuv of foods, that should always be your onik Shabbos, and therefore even though there's no din of achilas basar on Shabbos, technically, meaning by yantiv, you have ain simch, they have a mitzvah simchas yantiv, ain simcha lebasar, ain simcha lebiayin, but there's no din of achilas basar on Shabbos, but typically that's the most enjoyed food. Typically that's considered the most chashuv of food. If you go to an expensive restaurant, a fancy restaurant, so usually, cuts of meat are the most expensive items on the menu, so that's considered to be something that's a chashuv of food. Now the Bach just points out that some of these foods actually do have their own inherent qualities, and it's not about just culture and whether they're considered to be chashuv foods in your culture. He points out that the Gemara in Erev and Daf Chavtes tells us that Rav Chista comments that Tavshil Shel Tradin is yafal lelev v'tov le'inayim. That Dafka, when it comes to the Tavshil Shel Tradin, it's very good for one's health and kolshkei in the Bnei Me'ayim. And certainly for Bnei Me'ayim, that's Rav Nevensal writes that they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman if a person could say a bracha on one item. He has two food items in front of him, two fruits, let's say. They're both Bar Priya Eitz, but one fruit is healthier than the other fruit, but the one that he likes is the less healthy one. He likes the less healthy one better. It often happens like that. People enjoy the less healthy thing more. So which one should he say a bracha on? So Shlomo Zalman said, of course, the healthier one. Why do you eat? You eat because you like the food, or you eat to stay healthy? Of course, you eat to stay healthy. So of course you say the bracha on the healthier one. That's considered a chaviv, because that's what you eat. So Rav Nevensal said, I didn't ask the follow-up question, but I'm pretty confident that had it been Shabbos, he would have said the one that you enjoy more. Because that's a mitzvah on Shabbos, dafka tavin oneg Shabbos. So mikan makar for the sugar cereals on Shabbos, right? For those families that allow soda on Shabbos, or sugar cereals on the things that are clearly not healthy, but dafka for Shabbos, there's din of oneg, so that which you enjoy more on Shabbos. I'm not telling everyone you have to have sugar cereals ever, but I'm saying that that's the makar for the idea that dafka on Shabbos, we prefer the more delicious tasting things. So b'chir barashi amarav afil davar muat kavod Shabbos haso, reza oneg. Oneg Shabbos doesn't have to be something big, even something small, but you're doing it. Kavod Shabbos, that's called oneg Shabbos. Mayhi, amar papa kasad harsana, even small fish that are fried in flour, and it's not a very expensive dish, but it's a treat. It's something different that you have for Shabbos. That's also a kiyum of oneg Shabbos. Amar b'chir barabba, amar b'yochan, kalam ha-shamar Shabbos kil chaso, afilu ovid avod zor kador enosh, mochul no. If someone is m'shamar Shabbos kil chaso, even if he does avod zor like the generation of enosh, he's going to get a mechila on this avodah zara. Wow, that's unbelievable. So says the prisha that he dafka chooses enosh to let us know that it's only if you're avodah avodah zara b'shogeg like enosh. If a person did avodah zara b'mezid, so forget about it. Then he's not going to get a mechila just by being shomer Shabbos. But the idea is that just like avodah zara is connected all the averos in the Torah, Shabbos is connected all the mitzvos in the Torah. Shnemer ashrei enosh yasezos mechalo al tikre mechalo ella machulo, that it's going to be a mechila for him. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, discusses the history of Avodah Zarah. So he tells us that Enosh was the first one to really get Avodah Zarah going. So Maritz Chayis on the back of this, in the back of the Gemara over here, says, and this is the makar of the Rambam, that we want to give an example of the worst Shpitz Avodah Zarah. So we say Kedar Enosh, that's Avodah Zarah. So that's why the Rambam, when he starts with Avodah Zarah, starts with Enosh. Amar Avidam Ravel, Molish Shamisol Shabbos Rishon, Rishona, L'Sholta Ben Uma V'Loshon. Had we only observed that first Shabbos properly, that we were commanded, and then no other nation would have sway over us. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, after Moshe Rabbeinu says not to go to be Malakei Tietzim on Shabbos, Vayihi Bayom HaShvi, Yotzu Min Ha'am Lilkot, that they went anyway, to Malakei Mon rather on Shabbos, they went anyway. Ksiv Basrei, Vayav Amalek. And then we were susceptible to the attack of Amalek. Amar Yochum Shem Rishum Ben Yichai, Elmali Misham Nisol Shtei Shabbos Kilchasan, Miyad Nigalim. If we would observe two Shabbosos Kilchasan, we'd have immediate Gula. Shenemar, Ko Amar Hashem, Lasarisim, Asher Yishmur Shabsosai, Uksiv Basrei, and right after it says Shabsosai, which is two Shabbosos, it says, Vavios Malar Kachi, and that's a pasuk about the Gula. We have Gula if we just had Shabsosai. Amar Rabbi Yossi, so now we have nine comments of Rabbi Yossi, that Yehei Chelki, that if only my portion were among those who, which the Marsha points out, these are things that people generally are not so careful about, meaning many of them are just basic chiyuvim, but things that society is generally not careful about. So he's saying, Yehei Chelki, for those people who have the courage to do the right thing, even when it's not necessarily widely accepted. So Yehei Chelki me'ochli shalosh sudos b'Shabbos, from those who eat three meals on Shabbos. So number two, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chelki me'gomrei halal b'chol yom, from those who complete halal every day. Says Mar Eini, v'amamara, korei halal b'chol yom. The Nevi'im or Rishonim were misakin to say halal at specific times. You say halal every single day, it's mecharif and megadif, right? That's the question. The whole halachic debate about halal and Yom HaTzmut. So some people want to say, well, what do you have to lose? No, you can't say what you have to lose. If you say halal b'chol yom, it's mecharif and megadif. It could be that you have a chiv to say halal, but it's not just, it might as well, because you play it safe. There is no playing it safe. You have to take a stand on the issue. So unless chatzi halal may not be a stand, because a lot of the poskim say the Chacham Shlomo writes on the Shulchan Aruch that Mecharev Megadiv doesn't apply to a Chatzi Halal. Mecharev Megadiv is only a person who says Halal Shalem B'chol Yom. So Kika Amrin B'psukit Zimra. So no, clearly when he says I want Chelki among those who are Gomer Halal, he means P'sukit Zimra. It doesn't mean Halal. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Chelki M'spaldim Dume Chama. I want to be among those who daven Vasikin. I'm Rabbi Chibar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Mitzvah L'spaldim Dume Chama. That's the best time to daven. I'm Rabbi Zera. Mike Pro, what's the pasuk? Yeruchim Shemesh L'fnei Areach Dor Dorim. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Chelki M'meisi. I want to be among those who die from stomach ailments that suffer because that's very painful. So I'd rather have my yisurim here in this world to clear the path in olam haba. Ruben shel tzaddikim meisi b'cholim ayim. That's why most tzaddikim die of such ailments. Rabbi Yossi echalkim meisi b'darach mitzvah. I want to be among those who die while doing a mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi echalkim machnisi Shabbos b'Tveria. I want to be among those who accept Shabbos in Tveria, that they're mekabel Shabbos very early, because Tveria is in a very low area, and the mountains that surround it block off the sun, so they think it's dark earlier than it really is. Umotziyah Shabbos b'tzipori, and those who end Shabbos in Tzipori, which is on the top, it's on a mountaintop, so when the sun is already very very much set, they still see a lot of light, so they're not going to end Shabbos till much later. So I start Shabbos early, I end Shabbos late. V'am Rabbi Yossi, echelki moshivei beis hamedrash, v'lo mima'amidei beis hamedrash. I want to be among those who gather together every day to come to the Beis Medrash, not among those who are the ones to say, oh, Shir is over, everyone, dismissed. I want to be the starting bell, not the ending bell of the time to learn. V'am Rabbi Yossi, echelki megabei tzedakah, v'lo mimachlikei tzedakah, mimachalkei tzedakah. I'd rather be among the gabei tzedakah who gather the tzedakah, rather than the ones who distribute the tzedakah to the aniyim, because sometimes you're gonna be biased and you're going to give to the wrong person. V'am Rabbi Yossi, echelki mimisha choshtino soveinba. I want to be among those who people are choshed, but he hasn't really done anything wrong. I'm Rav Papuli, Dichashin V'lo Havabi. Yeah, that happens to me all the time, and that's a great zuchus that people are choshed you and you didn't really do anything wrong. I'm Rav Yossi, Chamesh Bilos Ba'alti, V'natati Chamisha Razim Yisrael. I was only bold my wife 5 times, he says, and out of those 5 bios, 5 amazing sons were born. They're all poskim in Klal Yisrael. Umay Inun, who are they? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalavta, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avtilus, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yossi. Says Gemara, but there was a 6th son. Ve'ikav Ardimas. He just listed his 5 favorite sons, and there's a 6th one. What about Vardimas? So says Mar, Hainu Vardimas, Hainu Menachem. No, Vardimas is Menachem. V'amai kari lei Vardimas, mnei shadom leveret, v'shapanav dom leveret. His face had a complexion of a rosy complexion, so that's why he was called Vardimas. L'meimid Rabbi Yossi mitzvah son alokiyim. Rabbi Yossi only had 5 beilos with his wife. That's not a proper way to live with a wife. He has a mitzvah sona. Sa ela ema chamish beilos balti v'shenisi. No, it was 5 times he was boel v'shona. And by being Baal Vishona, the Gemara in Erevin says on Daf Kuf that a person's Baal Vishona is going to be Zocha to Banim Zacharim. Now Rabbi Yossi says different practices that he had. I'm Rabbi Yossi Miyamai Lokrisi Lishti Yishti Lishari Shari Lishti Besi Ulishari Sadai, that I would always call my wife my house because she's the Yisod Abayis, the Akaris Abayis, and I would call my ox my field because it's the Ikar of the field. I'm Rabbi Yossi Miyamai Nastakalti Bemilishli. I never looked at my Mila. Aini Vamrle the Rebbe, my time Akari Lach Rabbeinu Akadosh. But wait, they said about Rebbe that he was called Rabbeinu Akadosh because I'm Lahum Miyamai Nastakalti Bemilishli, because he never looked at his Mila. So they should have called Rabbi Yossi Rabbeinu Akadosh. Now, but Rebbe Milsa Achrita Havibe, Rebbe had an additional holy practice. He never put his hand underneath his clothing. The walls of my house never saw the inner stitching of my clothing because I never exposed them to the outside, because he would take off his clothing in a way that was a very tenua way, and when he was still in bed, instead of just turning the whole thing inside out and getting undressed in a less tenua way. I didn't listen to what my friends told me, what my colleagues told me. I know that I'm not a kohen, but if they were to tell me to go in duchan, I would go up to the duchan anyway, even though I know I'm not a kohen, because that's how important it is to be shomea l'divrei chaveri. So the Dr. Moshe points out that in Orchaim Sim Kuf Chavches, that is the Gemara in Ksubas Chav Dalet says that there's an isser for a czar to be noseis kapav. So what does that mean? What kind of bragging is this? Okay, so what to talk about? And the last thing, Vam Rabbi Yossi Miyami Lo Amarti Dover V'Chazarti La'Achorei. If I was talking to someone and he asked me if I said something about him, I would never deny it, because if I said it, then it must have been emes in the first place, and I would never need to have to deny something that I previously said, because everything I say the first time is already emes. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will continue with good practices of holy Amoraim tomorrow with Amar Rav Nachman. Have a great day.
Everybody. Change in time tomorrow? Same time.
I think. Same time. Why is it? Oh, because it's July 4th.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, Rabbi. You know.